If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan! It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude, scrolling down, sight, fucked up. Fire, boom, roast, mad puff, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses blocked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Block Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck. Block Party.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 283. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a first-time guest on the program, very funny comedian from right here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Aaron Wood is here. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. You're one of the few so far in-person guests in my new Calgary location.
It's a great location. I got coffee.
Yeah, you did. You had to make your own coffee because I don't know how to use a coffee
maker. Yeah, John's
maker.
Not a coffee guy. Yeah,
Aaron said, can I have coffee? And I said, you can if you can make it.
What kind of coffee maker do you have again?
Well,
just like a classic, like...
No.
Did you get a new one?
For Becca's birthday, I got her a fancy Cuisinart one.
Ooh, okay.
Stefan, you'll like this.
Yeah.
Has the ability to make iced coffee as well.
Wow. Can it do like lattes and stuff?
No. So it stopped short of having the like,
the
steamer foamer thing, but it's got like the coffee pot. Then it has like you can make a single cup of coffee, it's not like a pod, but it's like a thing. But
right.
That's how you also make the iced coffee. You put like ice in it and shit, and I don't fucking know.
That's nice. That's good.
But
wow.
It's not good because she was trying to cut back. She was trying to cut back from two coffees a day to one.
And now it's like way easier.
But now
and
that
you
she
can
has
have
the
iced coffee too.
But now that she has the iced coffee option, it's hot coffee in the morning, iced coffee in the afternoon.
I was gonna say because iced coffee becomes sort of an all day thing, right? Especially in the summer. So
I'll leave it to you two, the two coffee drinkers here.
Mm-hmm.
Becca also is kind of making the point that iced coffee doesn't count.
Okay, well, it does count. I mean, I know what she means, but
it's
like coffee. It's still the same thing, right?
It's still coffee.
Yeah, it's definitely still coffee. I feel like part of it is hot coffee for me is associated with like I've just woken up and I'm really tired. So you like feel the effects of the coffee way more than you do with iced coffee where you don't notice the effects as much maybe. So maybe it's that, but it's still like, it still gets you going. It still has like the same amount of shit in it, right?
Well, I have like, I have utility coffee and then I have treat coffee.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah. Like you've got like in the morning I wake up, I just have espresso.
Yeah.
Like black.
That's utility coffee.
That's utility coffee.
Yeah, because you just need it to wake up.
That's just, it's a bare bones experience.
Yeah.
Do you do like the little, you just do like a little shot?
Yeah, I do like a small shot of espresso.
Wow.
Just like right when you wake up.
Yeah, I don't take it like a shot, but I like drink it slowly and I do a little crossword like an old man.
That's nice. That's very nice. I like that.
I do the New York Times mini.
Yeah. Oh, just the mini.
Just the mini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That suits an espresso. I do the minis in about 20 seconds. So
yeah. Oh, 20 seconds?
Yeah, about that.
I'm like 45 is probably my best time.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to blow up your spot or whatever.
I'm kind of right in the middle at like 30, 35 seconds. So,
okay. I gotta figure this out.
Don't worry though. Like Stefan, don't feel, cause Stefan has a bit of an advantage cause he knows a lot about things that are mini.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only
guys
thing
with small
that, like,
dicks do New York Times minis way faster.
With the thing that fucks
that's
up.
That's why
the mini,
I'm
I thought he built models.
Is making a typo in the mini. Like, like that is just like the worst feeling in
the
world.
See, that's what
right?
happens to me every time.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really going for. Yeah. I'll try harder, guys.
Try. Well, I mean, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Like I do Monday and Tuesday for speed.
Yeah.
And then I do, and Wednesday sometimes for speed, but that's just by accident usually.
Yeah.
Then Thursday, cause Friday, Saturday, Sunday is like, you got to chill
you
out.
You can't
with the
do
crossword.
That takes so long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't speed it.
I'm just getting into Letterboxd.
Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had always done the Wordle.
Yep.
Connections, yep. Obviously.
Of course.
Connections is great. I love Connections.
Connections is super fun.
Have you noticed it's gotten a little more difficult recently, maybe?
It was
like legitimately too easy before, I feel like. And then in the last like 2 months or so, I don't know if they have someone new working on it, but there's times where it's like, oh, this is actually kind of a bit more difficult now.
Well, I think there's somebody who does like, you know how in certain crosswords, there's kind of the intentional little bait and switch that they do.
Yes.
There's some of those where there's, you can see where they're trying to like trick you. Kind of like a multiple choice situation where you're just like, oh, they want me to think that this is all like Cinderella based. So, yeah.
But you can overthink it too, right? Like there's times where you're like, oh, this is too obvious. This couldn't be it. And then it just is. There was one, I'm going to try and find it. You keep talking about all the games and stuff, but there was one a month ago that was so fucking stupid and so easy. And I was like, they just phoned it in this time. So I'm going to look.
Well, I think that I agree with you, Aaron. I think it's twofold. I think they started it easy to get people addicted to it. Cause then they're like, oh, this is easy. I solve this every day. That makes me feel good.
Little dopamine hit.
But then also like eventually you run out of easy ones.
Yeah.
Not that like they've run out already, but it's just at some point it's got to get pretty stretchy.
So I found the one where I was like, this can't be the right answer for this. It's so obvious and so stupid. And it was. And it was wind, wine, wing, wink. And it was win plus letter.
That's somebody was just like, oh no.
Oh fuck, I have to do connections for tomorrow. Oh no.
It's 11:59. Just finish it up. Press publish. Yeah.
It really annoys me when the connection is that the words rhyme also. Because you're just like never looking for that, but then it's just like, oh yeah, it's a box, fox, locks, or
maybe they let their kid write one. You know? They're just like, all right. My favorite is actually not. Because I didn't download the app for a really long time.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like would type them in and do them. And now that I have the app, I realize that it's not a New York Times sanctioned one. But do you know Tradle?
Tradle.
Oh, Tradle? Is that the one where it's like what like goods are traded by countries on the world? You could guess which country it is based on the goods.
So there's like a big graphic and it's just like, like radio parts and like coffee and, you know, crustaceans or whatever, and it tells you the percentage of their exports, and then you guess wherever, and then it tells you how many kilometers off you are in what direction, and then you have to refine based on then it's just purely geography at that point, really.
Right.
Yeah. I want to kind of get back into it's the hockey one. Is it Puck Doku?
Yeah,
that one's a
I
lot
got pretty funny. Obsessed with that one for a while, and then I just had to fall off because it got to the point where I was like spending 30 to 60 minutes.
Oh my god,
because
I was trying
day.
To get
you're trying to get the lowest possible percentage.
Yeah,
couldn't do it. I'm
what
doing,
is Puck Doku?
It's like, did you ever get in? It's like. It started in baseball.
The Immaculate
right?
Grid,
the Immaculate
I think.
Grid, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's basically, it's like a 3x3 grid, and then you're matching players to two things. So like this way might be like played for the Leafs, and then this way might be scored 50 goals in a season. So you have to find like in that square, someone who matches both of those things. And then they give you a percentage of how many other people have guessed that player.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get like the lowest, you're trying to find the rarest person or like the person that like the least number of people would have thought of. So if you're like a hockey sicko, like Stefan and I, you're like, okay, who is a player that played for the Anaheim Ducks and the New York Rangers? And then you're trying to think of like the most obscure guy that played like 10 games in the NHL kind of thing.
Yeah. It helps if it's like for me the Canucks or for John the Leafs too, because then you can just remember like anyone.
Well, I started doing Puck Dokus where I would only do players who played for the Leafs at some point in addition to doing the grid.
Yeah, which makes it like way harder.
Way harder.
Yeah.
I'm doing an even more losery thing lately. If you guys would like to know.
Yeah.
I've been writing my own Jeopardy boards.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just for fun.
So Well, to, so people can play them.
That's fun. I like that. That's
I'm in
good.
The Jeopardy subreddit has like a Discord where all of these people play Jeopardy games.
You're not allowed to make fun of me for anything anymore.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
You can't make fun of me for anything anymore.
I mean, I definitely can.
You're in the Jeopardy subreddit and the Discord?
Well, yeah, I have a podcast about Jeopardy.
I know you do.
I'm trying
to
promote it to the people who would want to listen to it.
I know.
But then, yeah, there's like a whole channel in there where people set up games in the Discord voice. And it's just like a thing there that people started doing a while ago where they just write their own Jeopardy boards.
That's
and
fun. We all play each other's boards. You practice as well, I feel like.
Exactly. Too. Yeah. So I wrote one and I'm working on number two right now.
Okay.
And
Can you give us some sample questions?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, Aaron would be able to see the answers because
she's looking at my computer right now.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You want me to start off with some easy ones?
Why don't we do an easy one and then kind of wrap it up from there?
Okay. So this is the category is questionable music.
Okay.
For $200.
Okay.
Okay. That's fun. That's a fun category.
That's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Already.
This artist asked, are you ready for it on the first song of her 2017 album Reputation? And given how the critics responded to it, maybe we weren't.
What is Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Very good. Aaron. Okay. Aaron got it. Okay. Same category. Questionable music. $600. Mm-hmm. According to the Pixies' Black Francis, the answer to this question is way out in the water. See it swimming.
Where is my mind? What is Where is My Mind?
Well, actually, Stephen,
that is a question already.
It is a
so
question.
You don't have to...
If the answer
That's
to the clue is a question, answer just like that.
Does that come into play
yes,
on real
it's like
Jeopardy?
It's like a rare Jeopardy thing, and when contestants don't do it, people get mad.
So
they
what,
might get mad, if but you, like, if someone said, it, what is Where Is My Mind?
They didn't
like,
take
oh,
the opportunity
they missed the chance to say
not
where is
say
my
what
mind.
Is and still get it right. Wow,
exactly.
That's cool. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, same category.
That is cool. That is cool.
Dan, shut up. Same category, 1,000. Aaliyah promised that if you were the answer to this question, you might find out that sometimes she's goody-goody, and right now she's naughty-naughty.
Oh. What is... Are you the queen of the damned?
you got the first two words right. It's, are you that somebody?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. That's a fun category. I like that. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go. Let's go. S is for Shakespeare.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
$200.
The writer guy?
The writer guy, yeah.
Okay.
$200. Katerina, who is tamed by Petruchio, is referred to by this slanderous name in the play's title.
What is a shrew?
Yes. The taming of the shrew.
Taming.
Very good.
All right. That was the easiest one.
That was the easiest one.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Give us the hardest one now. Just skip
hardest
to the hardest one.
1,000. In the to be or not to be soliloquy, the first word uttered that fits the category.
So the first word with an S?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. The category is S is for Shakespeare.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Okay. I got that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
No S's in there.
No. Well, there is an S in there. It just doesn't start with
an S. Well, it doesn't start with an S yet.
Whether 'tis nobler slings.
Nope. Slings is the second one.
Fuck.
God damn
But
it.
You're starting the second line right.
I
Keep
know.
Going.
'Tis nobler suffer.
Suffer is the correct answer. Very nice. Yeah. Whether 'tis nobler in the minds to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Okay. And that's, I mean, I'm not going any past that. That's kind of...
You're good at these are fun.
Thank you. So that's my second board. I'm just working on it.
What did people think of the
board? First board is complete.
Have you given it a go with people in the Discord?
I've played I think four different people have played it, and everybody, or like four different groups of three.
Sure. Yeah.
And everybody seems to like it quite a bit.
Wow.
So maybe on next time I come on Go Off Kings, we can We can play boards that I have made,
Do this one again, and then I can get those questions.
I was going to say, then you'll clean up and have to change it a little bit. But it's fun. And then they do some boards on there they call chaos boards, which is where you basically try to subvert the rules of Jeopardy as much as possible.
Okay.
So I played one where the amount of points you got correlated to your buzzer time. So it was like the later you could buzz in, the more points you would get.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So like people, if the other people didn't know it.
Gambling a little bit.
Exactly. Gambling that someone else might not know it. And then all the categories were super fucked up. There was an entire category where both the clue and your answer had to be in pig Latin.
Oh my God.
That was so hard. There was another one called the imitation game where your answer had to be an impression or, and if the impression wasn't good enough, then they wouldn't give you the points.
Oh wow. It has to be a good impression too.
Yeah. Well, as good as it could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've heard most of my impressions.
Yeah.
So.
You would have lost a lot of money on that category.
What is Seth African?
You can't do any impressions.
I don't think I can do any.
Well, neither can Stefan. So
no, I can do Marge. I can do a Marge impression.
Well, yeah.
Let's hear your Marge.
Oh, don't.
Homie.
It's not a good Marge.
I just think they're neat. She's holding the potato.
He can only say those two things.
Yeah, I can say the things she says.
And he has to go first. He can't.
Yeah, well, that's like going
he,
like me. You don't get into it. Exactly.
You got to slip into it.
He says, "Oh, homie," and I just think they're neat.
You don't jump into a hot bath.
I mean, those are pretty good, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
If you hadn't said who it was, I would know who it was.
That's good. That's good.
That's
okay.
But you can't do any?
No, I'm not going to try either.
What is one that you thought you could maybe do, but then it turned out you couldn't?
I feel like I've attempted like a Christopher Walken. Everyone's attempted a Christopher Walken.
Okay.
I'm not going
you
to,
have
though.
To do it. You have to do it now.
Okay, what's something that he says?
Oh!
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it. I can't do it.
I did, it was funny, in the imitation game category, it asked to do a Woody Woodpecker. And apparently mine was good.
Let's hear it. Because he does the laugh, right?
Yeah, that was what you had to do. You had to impersonate the laugh.
Okay. That was good.
Apparently I didn't know I was even good at that.
You put sort of like the cartoon character Stank on it a little bit, you know, where there's like almost a little bit of like SpongeBob in there, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was SpongeBob-y.
Maybe it's a little hot. No, it's not. I had it right the first time.
Didn't you do SpongeBob?
I never watched.
I mean,
SpongeBob.
That laugh sort of sounded SpongeBob.
Was a little after my time with SpongeBob, so yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a full episode.
You've never seen a full episode of SpongeBob?
I don't think so.
I'm not a SpongeBob guy either.
Wow. Yeah.
But you're a little younger than me, I think, right?
Yeah, but I think I just skipped it. I missed it. I was in a field.
Were you a SpongeBob guy, Stefan?
I remember the first time I watched it. We were
like, when did it come out?
It came out in
like 99, I think.
Yeah, late 90s.
Yeah,
I
99
say.
Is exactly right. So I was 14. Yeah. So I think it was a little past me, I think.
It's just 10. Weird because you weren't partying. You should have been watching it. like you really.
I was at parties. I just wasn't drinking or doing drugs. I got invited
just mean
to parties.
About it.
Thank
just like,
you very
you
much.
You didn't get invited to any parties. You should have been home watching SpongeBob.
You fucking loser. No, I was home watching the section of cartoons a little before that. So like Doug. Rocco's Modern Life.
Did you watch Recess?
Doug.
Those Recess, big time. Yeah, I loved Recess. Yeah,
yeah. I remember watching
SpongeBob. I was a big
Aqua
Teen girl.
Aqua Teen. Oh, that's a little again after me, I think. Aqua Teen.
But Aqua Teen is more adult, so you could have watched
it. Yes, for sure. I could have watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. You could have watched it at one of these parties you were invited to. It would have been a party cartoon. It was only 15 minutes.
I was too busy watching porno with all my friends at the parties.
Nico Case was on one episode.
Really?
Of
Aqua Teen?
Of Aqua Teen,
they had some really good guest stars.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched it, but maybe I'll get into it.
It's still, like, it holds up for the most part. It's
back
quite
when I rewatched Recess, and that still holds up, too.
You got
I tried, and I thought no.
Oh, really?
I thought it didn't hold up, but...
Wow.
And that's pretty good.
Well, that could be because you're a grown-up.
I mean, in theory, so am I. I guess, like, do you think I could get into SpongeBob
I think you would like... SpongeBob, I think, is funny. SpongeBob is just, like, a really good cartoon.
I've had people say that I would get into it now.
Really?
That it's pretty smart. And, like, the clips that people have shown me when they're, like, referencing episodes and I don't get it, it is good.
There's all the memes, obviously. Those are funny, even just out of context. And then when you know the context, it's like even funnier. But yeah, SpongeBob, I think you guys would both like. Dan, did you ever watch it? Sorry, you're on
your phone. No, not really. I was I was too old for that shit too.
Yeah, right. You're like 10 years younger than me, dude.
Yeah, 1999, I was watching like pro wrestling, so.
And also porno. You have told us you watch porno from a young age.
Pro yeah, I was watching porno same long time. Before wrestling, which is weird to think about.
Yeah.
That is, yes, it is, Dan. That's correct.
That's fine.
It is weird to
probably
think
like
about.
Probably like 96, 97 was when I got into porno.
You were like two.
I was born in 1992.
Yeah. So you were four?
You were four?
I was probably five or six now that I... It was probably around the same time I got into porno and wrestling, yeah.
What?
This explains a lot, I think, actually.
This is troubling.
I forgot my parents are going to be listening to this.
I mean, yeah. They would have... Did they not know that you
watched
porno?
Well, they knew eventually. Yeah. They found out pretty quickly.
In that era of porno, you have to rent it.
I had the internet.
Yeah, that was like, but that would have been picture based
at like
probably
98.
Yeah,
I can remember jacking off to pictures like on the internet.
But you like,
just 98?
Oh yeah, like
it
you'd
was
have
tough.
To sit there,
shitty internet,
and you'd have
too.
To like click a link, and then the like you'd click the small thumbnail, and you'd wait for the big
yeah, on
picture
a 28.8K connection. Yeah, it was brutal.
You'd wait for the big picture to load like one thing, and you'd be like, oh cool, there's her tits.
Yeah,
be like,
I wasn't even jacking off to it though. I was just looking at it and being like, oh
right.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're maybe a little young for
friend,
jacking
former
off,
guest but. And friend of the show Luke Taylor had a really good story about how he was like 12 years old and his parents' computer kept getting all like fucked up and like slow, and so they had a guy come over to like fix it, and he like took Luke aside after and was like, look dude, I'm just gonna tell you this once, their computer's all fucked up because you keep downloading porno from LimeWire, so you need to stop doing that. I'm not gonna tell them, but you need to stop doing it.
What an angel of
a
man.
What a base computer tech.
Oh my
That's
god
unreal.
Oh my god,
yeah. Incredible.
So I feel like if I was a computer technician, I would be solely getting into it to tell parents that their kids fucked up the computer.
I mean,
computer
that's yeah,
from
like
porno.
That's probably the most common thing.
It feels
right?
like that would be the most fun part of your look. I'm not going to lie, your kid is watching a lot of porno.
That's the teacher in you coming out a little bit.
I guess so, yeah.
That was
yeah.
your favorite part of being a teacher is just look, your kid
your kid's looking at a lot of porno in my class.
I can just tell.
No, it was like, not my favorite. I hated talking to parents. That's not my favorite.
Yeah,
but
it seems like it just, I mean, worse than ever now, too.
Well, yeah, because all the parents are on the kid's side now. They don't care about you anymore. It's like the teachers are all bums. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a good, anyway. But
how,
yeah,
were,
Stephen-
how were the parents? I mean, I don't know if you can talk about this now because you're not a teacher anymore,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But like, did you have any like really insane parents who were like, like, I'm talking, like, insane, like, right-wing parents, I guess, who would be maybe,
oh,
like...
Probably, that I never knew, but oh, okay. The craziest parent I ever had came into parent-teacher interviews and asked why her kid's grade was so high. Because I had,
My son is dumb as hell.
Like, literally, she brought in one of his tests, and she was like, this is not a test
oh, like
that you should
thought
be giving.
He was cheating, maybe? Or
no,
like...
No. She thought he was not smart enough to be getting... She's like, he's been getting C's in English, like, his whole life, and now he has a B in your class, and that doesn't make any sense. And then I looked at one of his tests... And there was multiple choice questions on an English test. Explain that to me. And I was like, it's reading comprehension. Like, that's part of English is you test what the kids remember about the things you read.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a multiple choice test. There were multiple writing
components.
It's
probably like write an essay
tests.
About the thing you just read. Or
exactly.
Yeah.
And then there were multiple choice questions just to be like, did you read the thing?
Yeah, that's basically. Like a very common thing.
Extremely common. And she was like, because I was a student. It was when I was a student teacher, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so she just thought like, oh, look at this dumb young student kid who's teaching my kid. And my kid is also dumb and shouldn't be doing. And I literally had to say like, well, maybe he's just, you know, maybe he's really relating well to my teaching style or, you know, I'm a little bit younger. Maybe that's helping or whatever. And she was like, no.
Maybe I'm just really good at teaching.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider
have
that?
Have you ever fucking considered that? Have you ever considered that I am fucking dope, actually? Yeah. So anyway, but Stefan, you're going to ask Dan about something because he brought up his parents.
Yeah. So I didn't know that they were listening to the show now, Dan. That's really cool. And hello to them.
Hello to Mr. and Mrs. Dan.
Yeah. And so you went out to dinner, right, with your mom, I think.
Yeah, last night.
And she was asking you about some of the topics we covered on the last episode with Adam Christie.
Specifically some of the topics you covered.
Me personally.
Yeah, yeah. The pee and the pee is a drink for toilet and poo yeah. is food for toilet.
Yeah. So she disagrees with that or
She was just thoroughly opinion? Disgusted by it for some reason. Yeah. And I don't understand
Enough
why.
Enough to bring it up at dinner?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't know. But it was weird because then we were watching your stream a little later and you were showing a video of Joey eating a dry-ass Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
And she remarked... She remarked that it looked like it could use a little, it looked dry. It looked like it could use a little jizz on it, is what she said.
I mean, I thought you were joking about that when you posted that in the chat yesterday.
No, that was not a joke.
She actually said that. That's yeah. so cool. That's incredible. Cool? Yeah, that fucking rocks. Are you kidding me? I love that.
Fucking weird.
Aaron, do you know who Joey from Joey's World Tour is?
Can't even go no. down this road.
Wait, Dan, your mom said that a sandwich could use some jizz on it?
That's what she said, yeah. Yeah. It was like a turkey sandwich from Subway.
Wow.
No, she wasn't eating the sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dan, like, I
don't think I'd talk to my mom for a while.
I don't want to be I don't want to be this guy, but it does sort of beg the question.
What question?
Is that, well, is
yeah,
that,
I don't know where you're going.
Well, is that something your mom is familiar with?
You're lucky you're in Calgary, you motherfucker. I'd be
well,
fucking
Well, why else
up.
Would you bring it up? I would never think about that.
Me neither. I don't know why.
It was probably because she was watching the stream, and the stream is kind of, like, nasty, I think, right? So,
right.
Like, you know. And
she's
she
just
listened to the
guys.
No, I get. Well, she watches the stream and listens to the show, so.
Well, it's
because
I'm watching it.
Okay, yeah. But did she enjoy the rest of the stream, or?
I think I turned it off after that. I think I watched okay, basketball yeah. instead. Yeah.
That's probably the right move.
Aaron, do you sort of agree with our assessment that pee is drink for the toilet and poo is food and cum is medicine?
People are coming in toilets?
Is yeah, that... obviously.
Of course.
Oh.
yeah.
Sure.
You need to date more mature men if you have never heard of jacking off into the toilet before. That's that's the premier destination for
do
cum.
Do you just kind of loom over top of it?
Yes.
Whatever. Or do you can't sit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. You could, but it would
I don't
be
like
really...
thinking about that.
You yeah. don't?
No.
Yeah.
But like,
it's not,
but,
like no
but,
one looks good doing it.
No, right? Yeah, it's a bad yeah. look, but you also understand it from a practical perspective.
Okay, so you're looming over top of it, are you, and you're, I assume, looking at your phone, one hand?
I don't do that.
It's sure, just all imagination.
What do you do then, John?
No, I would, if I'm watching...
Prop it up on the toilet?
No, if I'm watching something, I'll watch it beforehand, then
and
I
remember
go,
it?
What?
Yeah, then I'm just left to my
just,
own thoughts
like,
once I
You're watching
once
something
I get
and
in
you,
there.
Like, sprint over to the toilet, or what?
Yeah, I'm running. I'm running. Yes,
so
I'm
you have to
sprinting.
Throw up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's coming! It's coming! Oh.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
Oh my god!
I don't want to throw up. I don't want.
That's so fucked up.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just like sure. It's just like okay. I watch like
you're just thinking about something and standing over the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does Becca know
is
this, you do this?
Is this normal? This you guys do this?
I don't do this. Every... No.
No.
Oh. Stefan and I have been talking about yeah. this for yeah. years on this podcast. That's easily the most efficient way to jack
sure,
off.
Sure, but I'll be on my phone. Like, and Dan, I think probably the same.
I'll and sit you're down on the toilet.
What?
Okay, that actually makes most sense to
How
me.
Does that make
How
the most
that,
sense? But... Do you understand where the dick is pointing? You
yeah,
can't
but
sit
I,
on.
Then
the...
you just stand up quick. I assume.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. Okay. Like, kind of if you're... Okay, well, I won't...
But that adds some yeah. risk to it, I think, potentially.
Well, that's part of the fun.
I guess that is part of the fun. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it also helps when you have a smaller penis, which my mother, by the way, did not bring up that part of last week's
Yeah, you
episode.
Brought that up a lot in the last episode, and she just kind of glossed over it.
Yeah, she didn't... She neglected to mention that whatsoever, so...
Okay, huh. Probably for the best.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah.
Okay, but so what don't you like about this? Just the visual of it?
Visual's not good.
Because practically, it's you can understand that makes sense.
I feel like I was more okay with the idea of it being in the shower.
Yeah, but then in the shower, it gets all sticky.
It, yeah.
Yeah, and you can clog up your drain yeah, and then clog yeah. back up drain, into your kitchen sink.
You got to kick it off the bathtub floor.
Kick it or pick it up, did you say? You said
no, kick it. Kick it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not picking it up. You're picking it up.
I'm not picking it up.
You guys need to hydrate more.
No. Because when you're in the shower, the hot water like zaps the proteins out of the cum, so then it gets very sticky and almost glue-like.
Like Elmer's glue.
I don't know anything about cum. Apparently,
clearly.
I know zero about cum.
Yeah, you got some shit to learn, sister. no, but you like So it. If you come in the shower, it sticks to the bathtub floor.
Okay.
So you have to kick it down the drain.
So you're saying the best way to jerk off into the toilet.
Yeah.
And then you just loom over top of the toilet, staring off, imagining something.
Well, my eyes are closed usually.
Your eyes are closed?
Well, when you're imagining something, don't you close your eyes?
Yeah, but then you're... Well, I guess the toilet's, like, pretty big. It's hard to miss, so...
Yeah.
And then Dan is sitting and then stands up.
No, Dan's dick is small enough that he can sit and
it's not that small.
I'm joking.
And then phone in hand, though. You've got phone in hand.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And then your phone in hand looming above
the toilet. I
wouldn't
say looming, but I'm standing. Yeah.
Well, what else are you going to...
You're not going to stand casually.
No, and I have pretty bad posture, so I guess it is kind of looming. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I would say of those three, I would say the least horrifying is Dan's.
But is that just because he's going from sitting to standing that makes it less horrifying?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I the looming really gets
to
me.
Yeah. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the big downside.
I just don't
want to
sit down. I've got to sit down and then turn around.
Like, I'm with John on this, but I agree that it's not going to
Stefan and I have never been like, this is a great look and something that people should take a peek at.
But did you say turn around?
You have to turn around.
Wait, you just
lean forward and point it down. I don't want to get it too into this.
Do you see Slater in the toilet?
When you're sitting? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Wait. When you're sitting down, you're facing the back of the toilet?
What? No.
Then you would have to turn around.
To stand up,
really? That's actually innovative. That's probably great.
What do you think about it? You stand up a little bit and you point your...
This is making me uncomfortable.
Oh,
then so you look like an animal shitting when you do it. It's like you stand up and it just goes directly down between your
legs. Well, if it's about efficiency anyway.
Yeah, it's not like this is the
I didn't think we could get grosser than last week's episode and we're already we've done it somehow.
I'm going to have to edit this out.
No, it's fine.
No. And make this louder if you can, Dan.
Yeah. Turn up the volume in this. Well, it's the problem is, Aaron, is you just as a guy, it's gotta go somewhere.
It does.
And then
the
other horrifying part is it's all silent. You can't make any noise then.
Well, why would you?
I'm not kidding.
I live alone. I make all types of noise.
Oh my God.
Wait, okay.
Okay.
But are you okay? But okay, so you're saying like even when you jack off, you make noise?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I don't think I really get into the noise business when I'm jacking off.
No.
When I'm having sex,
you're just
for sure.
Silent, not looking at anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a monk. I'm basically a monk. I'm jacking off the way the Benedictine monks used to.
Yeah, exactly. All business. That's fine.
It's all business.
Yeah.
You think
horrifying.
It's horrifying. You think it's more weird that I'm quietly jacking off than if I was just like in my own bathroom looming over the toilet going like, you think that's better? Exactly.
Maybe we should talk about something else.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous now. Like now I'm thinking every time a guy goes to the bathroom when I'm around him, I'm like, he's going to be jerking off in there. Never know.
No,
it's probably 20-30% of the time.
No,
this is a private deal. I've never jacked off in like a public.
You're not
area.
Doing it at like the ABC Country Grill.
That's the place you picked. Of all the public toilets I could be jacking off, it's the ABC Country Grill. Does that even exist anymore? Do ABCs exist anymore? I feel like they don't.
I think it maybe does. Let's see.
Well, you're hanging out for a long time because they have endless fries.
Yeah, ABC Country Restaurant
still exists.
There's one in Cranbrook, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you, okay, I'll say this, Aaron, if you and I are ever at an ABC and I order a third round of endless fries and then go to the washroom, yes,
I'm
jacking off. Okay, we've been in there for too long.
There are two left because there was one in Burnaby, I feel like.
There used to be one in White Rock when I was growing up, yeah, for sure.
So the two left are Cranbrook, and would you guys like to guess the location of the last one? Mm. It's in Alberta.
It's in Alberta.
Yeah.
Brooks.
No.
I'm going to go. I'm torn between two.
Okay.
I'm going to say Red Deer.
It is Red Deer.
Is it?
Yes.
I was torn between Red Deer and Lethbridge.
Red Deer and Cranbrook.
Those felt like the two most.
Cranbrook is like almost Alberta anyway, isn't it? It's like right on the border.
It's pretty far east, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. ABC Country Restaurant.
Well,
I just want to put a bow on what we're saying here before we move on to our social media. No, because this is funny. This is actually funny.
Okay.
A friend of mine, Stefan, is head of grade at your old school.
Yes. Yeah.
So when we posted the clip yesterday, she said, maybe I should bring Stefan back for career day.
That's a former guest of ours.
It is a former guest of our program. So she said, and I was like, I'm sure the kids would love to hear about Stefan's career as a Twitch streamer.
Sure.
Just as long as they don't have to watch any of the
That's the thing is like, it would literally just be like, yeah, I do a Twitch stream and a podcast. You guys are not allowed to listen to it or watch it ever. You just can't do it.
And then they'd want to so bad.
I know.
Yeah.
And then they'd listen to this and you'd be on here. Yeah. Boom over the toilet while I, come away. Anyway, speaking of coming, let's move on to our social media updates.
Woo! What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL or fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Aaron, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
I don't have them.
Yeah, what you were telling me about this the other day, you deleted Instagram also.
Yeah, I don't have, I currently don't have any social media.
So you don't care about my follower count?
You can just lie about it.
Well, I can't.
You can be like a guy in a wheelchair saying he's 6'5". You can just be like, yeah, tell me you have thousands and thousands. I don't currently have any. I do have I have access to Instagram for Rat Boy.
Right. Yes.
So I still have.
Which is your weekly open mic here in Calgary. Yep.
Yep. So.
So when you want to like creep on a dude or whatever, you can still do it.
Well, I do have to ask my co-producer for the password because I deleted it off my phone, but I still need to like do ads and.
I see.
Promo and stuff. So I could potentially.
Right. So what was your reasoning for finally getting rid of Instagram was kind of the only one you had, or did you have TikTok or Facebook?
I did have Facebook as well. I feel like everybody kind of had that. Summer's coming up. Time to get rid of them for the summer.
Oh, I see. Is this like a thing you've done before then?
I did it for like pretty much all of the pandemic.
Oh,
that's smart. Yeah. I think that's really smart. I think that's good. I got rid of Twitter late last year, like last November. And it's great. I have to log in once a month so no one squats on my username. I logged in today. They've added a new thing called jobs where you can search for jobs on Twitter. Job postings on there. It's fucking insane.
Yeah,
it's,
I was excited, actually. I applied for a couple today.
Hey, there you go.
It's kind of nice to do a reset just so that you don't see something like Twitter jobs and think that's normal. That's good. Yeah. Like, just to give yourself a good...
Where do I find jobs here? I want to see what jobs are on
here. It's under more, and then there's jobs.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And you can click on it and like search for jobs. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just go location Calgary. And I won't. There's already stuff on here. Eberhard and Young. Ernst and Young. That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Tax staff. They're looking for some tax staff. We also have some SAP looking for a senior architecture specialist.
It's because the fucking moron in charge of it is trying to make it like he calls it the everything app, right? So he wants.
Yes.
And it's like, what? No one wants this.
Oh,
right?
We've got some Starbucks, some Sobeys on here.
You should have baristas. To get a job. You should have to get a job through Twitter the old-fashioned way, which is posting really stupid jokes for like 6 years, and then a website reaches out to you.
That's how you got a job.
That's what I'm saying. You should have to do that. Not this shit. This is so. This is so dumb. They're trying to make it LinkedIn. Like it's just. I don't know. It's incredible. Every it's time. Nasty. Every time I log back in there to reactivate my account, I see something else stupid, and it makes me so happy that I quit. It's great. So I think deleting all your social media is that's a good way to go. And then in the summer too, you can just focus on being outside, hanging out with friends. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like most of the people that hire me for comedy jobs that pay have my email or my phone number. Like you can still get a hold of me. I'm not dead. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's smart. I like it.
And honestly, when you leave social media, people just curate it for you.
Right. Like people are still sending you stuff.
If something crazy happens, if somebody posts something insane on a comedy forum, I get screenshots. Immediately. Like it's faster than if like because people assume that you're seeing everything if you're online.
Right.
So now I'm just like I keep abreast of the issues.
Okay. Yeah. It's like the best of both worlds.
You feel like it has improved your life, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do the just retraining my brain for getting dopamine from not your phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you doing that? Be nice to hear some ideas.
Yeah, it's a lot of just being outside. It's a lot of reading. You read. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Jacking off. Yeah, yep. I loom over the toilet a lot.
Well, we may have given you some ideas here.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some good poses there. Yeah. But yeah.
Nice. That's cool. Good. That's good. I probably won't ever do it, but I'm happy for you guys.
Yeah. I double checked with you when you asked me if I wanted to come on. I'm just like, I don't have it, but I can talk about it.
Yeah, we don't care about any of that. That's sort of the thing with our show is people will say, oh, I didn't get blocked. And I'll be like, whatever.
Shut up.
And then people are like, oh, I don't have social media. I'm like, I don't care. Whatever. Just come on. We'll figure it out. You know? And that was good. We had a good convo about it. And maybe it's going to inspire some people listening to this to delete their own as well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure. I don't care.
I know for a fact we've inspired people to jack off over the toilet.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
So this could be the next in a wave of good things.
I do know people have deleted Twitter because I talked about deleting Twitter as well. So it's
possible. You're just gonna do it as a little break.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy. good for your brain.
Yep.
I used to tell people don't follow me after shows. I'm like, don't follow me. I hate being perceived. I don't like it. I make everyone in the audience turn to the back of the room.
Just talk to me in person or don't speak to me at all. Stefan, what's going on in your social media?
Well, there's an account on Blue Sky. It was on Twitter and maybe still is, but it's called the California DMV bot.
And this is a great one.
I think I've talked about them maybe before, but they've been on a heater lately. And what they do.
And it is real, right?
These are all real.
Okay.
And what it is they post either rejected or accepted vanity license plates that were submitted to the California DMV. And they'll post the customer's reasoning for it in like the form that they fill out. And then the DMV's reasoning for either accepting it or not accepting it. And then the verdict, whether they accepted it or not. And a picture of the license plate in question. There was one really good one the other day, and I want to lead up to it, but there's a few more here, Dan, if you want to bring them up. This one was fucking fantastic. This one says shoe fetish, SHUFTSH. The customer's reasoning for it was shoe fetish. The DMV said shoe fetish as well, and the verdict was accepted.
I can't believe some of the ones they've rejected.
I know.
Can't believe they accepted that
one.
Can
we see more? I love it.
And can't believe that they didn't try to make this something else.
No. And maybe that's part
of it. I went to Seton Hall University and I was a freshman and the times were so happy.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the thing. That's part of the fun of it too, is you'll get ones where it's like really obviously like a dirty word or something, and the customer is coming up with some convoluted reason for why it's not a dirty word.
Uh-huh.
And the DMV is like, no, this says like ass fucker 2000. Like, what are you talking about? You know? But for them to accept this is just very funny, because the DMV was also like, yeah, it says shoe fetish. And then they're like, yeah, sure, we'll accept it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's fine. Like, I wonder if they have, I mean, clearly they have multiple people looking at it, I guess. It's not like an automated process, but it's just very, very funny. We've got a few more here too. So
yeah, let's see more. I love it.
Okay. So this is the sort of explanation I was talking about. So this says vagina. Well, it's V-A-G-I-N heart.
Vagine. They're a big Borat.
Yeah. Vagina lover, basically. The customer says, and this is the sort of explanation I love. The customer says, my favorite drink is Bowman's Virginia Gin. V-A for Virginia and gin for gin. So this plate would be read Virginia Gin Lover. And then the DMV is just like, it says Vagina Lover. What are you talking about? And then it denied it.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I think we've got one here for Stogie.
That one is also kind of blowing my mind a little bit, because, like, genuinely, who wants Vagina Lover as their license plate?
It's so crazy.
It's a little bit.
Can you do hearts on license plates?
You can, I think, in certain states.
In California,
maybe.
I think. Yeah.
Wow. Can you do other shapes?
Stogie. I think maybe this one I love. This
just
is great.
Had a cigar. Just had
the license plate says Stogie. The customer's explanation is just had a cigar. DMV says Stogie is a cigar. Accepted.
Wow. Love.
Just had a cigar and had to run over to the DMV.
Stogie. Really, really
That's
good.
That's amazing.
And the last one is the one I saw the other day, and I saw it and just started like laughing out loud when I saw it, because sometimes the customer doesn't give an explanation. And so this one says ISIS car. And the customer, it just says not on record, meaning they didn't submit an explanation. And the DMV just says
whatever.
ISIS car denied.
Do we know how much it costs to like submit?
I don't know.
I think submitting is probably free, right? But then what if you get accepted?
I think once it's accepted, it's probably like $100 or something.
Let me
see. Yeah.
Submitting.
Like, I wonder, like, I would imagine they charge you for even submitting it.
There's probably like an admin fee or something.
Yeah, I bet it's like $50.
God, yeah.
Well, let's see. In Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says,
show off your personality. Ooh.
Yeah. A custom license plate allows you to personalize a message. The example they give is roadie.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
I want that one.
Yeah. It's like a customer explanation. I used to work on the road for Metallica. DMV. I think they're talking about Ed. Verdict denied. It just says, you just you come in with a valid piece of ID, such as a driver's license. Check license plate availability. You just come in, they check it for you. Just trying to see if it costs any money.
It doesn't look like it. Like it's free to check. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
You guys should check a bunch of them. Just see if
you can't use the letter O, but the number 0 may be used.
Yeah, I think that's just because they don't want people. You might not be able to use I either in some cases.
No ethnic, religious, or political slurs. Good.
That's
okay,
good.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah. yeah.
No text abbreviations may be offensive.
No text that may cause identification problems.
So
you can't put doctor on your license plate.
I would love one that just says the mayor. One of their
yeah, it says mayor on here.
Don't say you're the mayor if you're not the mayor.
I think there's ones where it's like you can't put like numbers on there to like look like another real license plate or something. That's like to like pretend to be someone else's car, basically.
Yeah.
And then just commit crimes.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was just telling me, I talked to her yesterday on the phone, and she was complaining about the bylaw officers in our small town in Sylvan Lake. And she was saying that she kept getting, what do you call them? Like the photo radar tickets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she put mud on her license plate.
Your mom did.
Yeah. Which is illegal.
Definitely. Yeah. Super illegal. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying this.
Oh, it's fine. The cops aren't listening
but
to this.
No.
But then she, cops, close your ears. Then she saw a bylaw officer like outside of her house. And then she said the mud was brushed away.
Oh.
Weird.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So it seems like in some of these provinces, it's fine. It says that you have to pay $100 up front, but I'm just wondering if that means that if it gets denied, they keep the $100. I can't imagine that's true.
Yeah, it
sounds in British Columbia, you have to pay $100 to get a custom license plate and then $40 a year to keep it.
Wow.
I should get one. I should you, get a fucking should get one. Custom
yeah.
plate.
Get a block party one. Yeah.
Yeah. BLAKDPRTY.
Yeah.
Can you do eight? Can you do eight characters?
That seems like too many.
Well,
find out.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
So.
Good idea. John, what's
either
going...
that or vagina lover. Those yeah, are my
yeah,
two
you
options.
Try that, I think. Yeah.
I do love Bowman's Virginia gin. Stefan and Aaron.
I'm
and
very
Aaron.
Excited for this based on the stuff you submitted on Discord. I haven't clicked on it, but I just saw the
okay, nice. So you're not familiar with this account.
No, I saw the username and I'm very excited.
Okay, this is great. So Aaron, this is what you're missing out on by deleting Instagram. But Becca somehow found this account and showed it to me. And it has 1.3 million followers. So I'm surprised I've never heard of it before. But the account is called Scenic Pisses. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just dudes pissing. And well, I assume it's dudes. It seems based on the stream trajectory, it's mainly dudes. Pissing
and
scenic.
And the fact that they are posting it at all.
Yeah, that's also a good point. Are pissing in a scenic location. So I've got a few examples for you, and I will say, very fun.
We're about to see some pit. Oh, yeah, there.
No, you haven't seen it yet. Just wait. This is really good. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's inspiring.
Yeah.
That's really good.
This is just commented. This might be top five of all time.
Wow.
It's like a waterfall coming down through like a crevasse. A
beautiful waterfall.
Yeah. And then someone is pissing beside the waterfall, which is beautiful. And
of
course, you can see
these
episodes on our YouTube. You can see the videos.
Yes. It's one of those thin waterfalls too. So it does look like a stream of piss also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mimics the.
That's amazing.
Yes. Because when I agree with you, Aaron, when I first saw this, I thought it was like people taking videos of waterfalls that look like piss.
That's exactly what I just thought when we saw this. Such a good fake out. No. Really good.
And I love the top rated comment on here. The guy wrote, going stream for stream with Mother Nature, which is really good.
Amazing.
Okay, let's see the next one, Dan.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God, where are they? That's beautiful.
I don't know. It looks like Hawaii.
Volcano. Yeah, maybe that is Hawaii.
It's like a volcano, kind of small, like a small volcanic plume. And then you'll notice in the comments, people do rate both the view and the stream itself.
The stream itself is not good. The stream itself is weak.
So they'll rate the power of the stream, the color of the piss, and then how good the view is. And
He looks well hydrated.
Somewhat, there is one. I didn't put it here, but the dude's piss was like almost green, and people were like,
normal.
And it was by like water, I think. And and someone just wrote like, "Brother, you should have stopped for a drink before you took this before you took this video."
Wow,
okay, I think I got really one last one here, okay. One last scenic piss. Taking a piss during a flyover.
Amazing. And in a vineyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really, really good.
And again, a great comment. Nick Wallenberg, do they make a deodorant scent for this?
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
My goal, I think, now is to submit a video to Scenic Pisses.
Yeah, I'm going to do it too.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yep. Wow. Pretty solid. Pretty
really
solid
good.
Stuff. Just a great use of Instagram. Shout out to Scenic Pisses. And speaking of taking a scenic piss, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo! No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo! You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
Okay, now, Aaron, you told me that you've never been blocked by anyone.
I don't think... I probably have, but I don't know. Not one that I want to talk about.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. But you did some blocking.
I've been blocked by... Okay, well, I'll let you guys choose, maybe.
Okay.
I've been I've got a... They're both celebrities.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So you can choose either Funk Superstar... or famous bald man.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Funk superstar, famous bald.
I'm trying to think of which funks. Is it like George Clinton?
Bruno Mars was the first one that came to my mind.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with
Toots from Toots and the Maytals.
Oh yeah,
isn't he? I think he's dead.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with. You said bald guy.
Yeah.
Let's go with bald guy. That's my choice.
Let's go with famous bald guy.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Mark Messier. Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are real hockey guys. You're like my top three, I bet. Okay. So I've got like a really one of my annoying habits is I dream a lot. That's not the annoying part. But okay.
I'm just like, you're sleeping. I'm like, bet that fucking here bitch we go is dreaming again. Right now. Here we go.
Knock it off. No, but I do dream vividly, like pretty much every night, and I remember it. But the annoying part is I will tell people. I tell people about my dreams, and I know it's annoying, especially if I'll just see a person and I'll have had a dream about them, and it's nonsense a lot of the time. But I'll do it when I first wake up. Like, it's kind of like for a while, it was like I would do it like half asleep. And then,
like, you'll text a person, be like, I just dreamt about you or something.
Yeah. Like, okay. I texted like a high school friend. I was just like, oh, I had a dream that you and your girlfriend dressed up as John Arbuckle and Nermal for Halloween. And I hadn't talked to him in like 5 years. Just like, what the fuck? And I do it like half asleep. And then it's kind of like, oh, God.
That's your version of like the walk of shame or whatever. It's like you just wake up and you're like, oh, no, I texted them about my dreams last night.
Then I'm waking up and sometimes it'll be like if I see them, then I bring it up and I'm like, I shouldn't have brought that up. But I had a dream about Mr. Clean.
Oh, okay.
The famous bald man.
Sure.
Very famously bald.
And I left like a description of the dream on his Facebook page.
Sure. Yeah.
Because he had just posted like a funny ad or something. And I posted the dream and then I immediately got blocked. And it wasn't it wasn't super sexual or anything.
Okay, super.
So it was
sexual.
A little bit sexual.
It was a little bit sexual.
Well,
the only sexual part about it is
he was plowing me.
He was looming over the toilet.
Yeah, then he cleaned it out right away.
Yeah,
really well,
yeah. So. His cum cleans the toilet bowl. That's
what magic erasers are made out of. A lot of people don't know that.
That would be a great ad.
It would be.
Just Mr. Clean coming in a toilet.
And then it gets the like,
and then it's sparkling,
or it's like a shot of him from behind, and it's framed to look like he's like beating off, and then the camera moves, and he's like scrubbing the wall with a magic eraser.
Yeah. Pretty good.
So anyway, what was the sexual part of the dream?
Just that he had his shirt off.
Okay, but I feel like he's like a muscular guy. Like I feel like
he's always just wearing a white shirt. Like I think he's a very Christian man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if that's part of his.
So what was the whole like? Do you remember like what was the text you wrote that got you? Like you just said, I had a dream about you. Your shirt was off.
It was. I was just very specific about. So, I had the dream. I think I had been smoking a bunch of weed the night before.
Oh, okay, yeah,
sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Yeah, I had the dream. So it was him, and it was in this like Colombian late night restaurant in Victoria. It was him in La Fagata.
Okay.
Which I had been there the night before, so that part made sense.
Sure. Yep.
And then he was like serving like yuca fries to me, but he was shirtless. And I remember him being mean. And I don't remember like the full text because it got deleted when I got blocked. Yeah.
That's unreal.
It's a really good block.
Really good, yeah.
Because I feel
like surprised they would block you for just that.
No,
like,
but
it was embarrassing. But I feel like it's a Christian brand. And the fact that I brought up.
I feel like lots of people sexualize Mr. Clean too. So they must just have like a zero tolerance thing, right?
Is Mr. Clean Christian? Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm looking up.
Let's see.
I thought God was Mr. Clean when I was a little kid. It was on r/atheism. So, yeah, I don't. Here we go. MyCatholic.com is Mr. Clean, Mr. Mean.
Have you Have you seen what his name is in England?
No.
He's called Mr. Proper.
Oh.
Yeah. So he would not like late night Colombian food shirtless.
In Spain, he's Don Limpio. In Mexico, he's Maestro Limpio. Maestro Lindo in Italy. Meister Proper in Germany. Mr. Proper in the Netherlands, Eastern Europe. Maybe not.
Don Limpio then. Sounds like what one mafia boss would say about another one that he doesn't like.
In French Canada, he's Mnet. Because it's just M dot for...
Yeah, Monsieur Net.
Yeah.
Because nettoyer is clean, I believe.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Clean. Well, we have a topical block this week. Nick, longtime listener of the show, was blocked by an O.J. Simpson fan.
Okay.
Which is a thing that apparently exists. So Nick writes, pardon me, hi, blocked party team and guest. When I was a kid, I used to collect starting lineup sports figures, and I recently discovered a Facebook group dedicated to collecting them. I joined the group for nostalgic reasons, just because I like seeing everyone's collections as they buy and trade them amongst each other. On the morning of O.J. Simpson's death, some guy posted a photo of his O.J. Simpson figure and wrote, "Pour out some juice for the late, great Orenthal James," and added a very long list of every single one of his football accomplishments. And Nick adds, "For the record, to the best of my knowledge, starting lineup never made an OJ figure. This guy had custom painted it himself because he's clearly a big fan of murder." Underneath all of his football stats, I commented, "And then what happened?" And while I did get some likes, I was also attacked by two people in the group immediately. One said, "Have some respect for the dead," in all caps. And another guy said, "Too soon." What? I was removed from the group by an admin about 15 minutes later.
OJ's like one of the only guys where it's like, when he died, it's like, okay, you can joke about this guy. It's fine.
And also, the murders were in, what, 1994? 96 or whatever? It's not too soon to make a joke about OJ being a murderer.
No, I don't think so. That's really funny that people get mad about that.
He made jokes about being a murderer. What was his memoir called?
Yeah.
If I did it, that was the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he set a precedent there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, great block, Nick. Thank you so much for sending it in. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so at blocked@blockparty.com. Someone messaged me this week. Yes, the website is broken. So just if you have a block, send it by email, please. blocked@blockparty.com. If you want to donate to the show, it's patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. Last week, we did another cameo episode. Gianmarco Ceresi joined us once again. And Stefan and I, safe to say, found the new worst person on Cameo.
Really good.
So it's a great episode. You won't want to miss it. So head on over to our Patreon. Check that out. We also have ad-free episodes, merch discounts, and a lot more. So head on over there. Support the show. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Block Party Pod, Blue Sky at Block Party. And if you want to watch the video of this episode and see those beautiful scenic pisses for yourself, it's just youtube.com/@blockparty. And as always, if you like the show, please tell a friend. Aaron, we are here at the end of the show. That means it's time for the top three.
Three, two, one.
Oh, there's another song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
We have songs for everything.
I want to know who the cameo was. Can I just give you $5 after we're done recording?
Oh, I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air.
Tell me later, because, paywall. Uno.
Yeah. It's fine because the title of the episode will have his name in it. It's UFC fighter Nick Diaz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're so bad. It's crazy.
His average cameo length is 12 seconds.
I've received 2 cameos as gifts.
Oh, really? Yeah. From whom?
From ex-boyfriends.
Okay, that's weird. I meant, who are the cameos from?
One ex-boyfriend told me he loved me for the first time in this cameo.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Who was it from?
It was from Do You Know Who Shoe Nice Is?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He told you he loved you for the first time through Shoe Nice?
Jesus Christ.
How old were you? 14?
No, this was... 2018, 2019.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't date anymore.
And I can understand.
I'm just like, they loom over toilets. They're not a good people.
No kidding. Okay. And then what was the other cameo?
The other cameo was really, it was Henry Phillips, a comic that I really liked from LA.
Okay.
And his cat roast beef.
And he didn't say... No, it wasn't to say I love you.
It was just a really nice cameo. Okay, it was really good. It was a good.
At the time, were you receptive to the shoe nice I love you cameo? Or
I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of funny. Right. Yeah, I'm a hard person to buy gifts for because I don't really want stuff.
Okay.
So I feel like the cameo is a good way to do it. But yeah. I don't know. Shoe nice was a funny one. He's so sad.
Oh,
he's a sad figure. So it's not
good.
Little,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what is your top three? You told me you were agonizing over this.
Yeah, I was agonizing with how specific to be, but I'm just going to say top three sports movies.
Ooh. Oh,
I was doing hyper specific and I was doing coming of age baseball movies.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just going to say sports movies.
Top three sports movies or coming of age sports movies?
Sports movies.
Okay.
There's a couple, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Top three sports movies. That's a great top three. Okay. Aaron, start us off with your number three, please.
Number three, I'm going to go The Sixth Man.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's a great, great movie. I think it's like late 90s and it's the Wayans brothers.
Oh, okay.
And they play on a basketball team and then one of them dies. And he kind of teen angel haunts the basketball team to help with basketball. And it was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Wow.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend it.
You're number three.
And we're
talking movies, not documentaries.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, whatever you want.
Let's say movies.
Movies, that changes it for me because two of mine would have been documentaries.
But... Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, what were they? Honorable mentions.
Senna, which is about the F1 driver. Yeah, it's incredible. Senna. I mean, this is stretching it, but King of Kong, I would.
Oh, King of Kong, so good.
It's
so
good. But that's not a sport.
I know, but it's incredible.
Okay, so you're number three, Stephanie.
Oh, man. I'm going to go I saw this one pretty recently, and I absolutely loved it. And I think this counts as a sports movie, but The Color of Money, which I think we talked about.
That's a great movie. Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, wonderful movie.
I got really into pool when I was a teenager, and I watched that movie a bunch of times.
Yeah, fantastic movie.
That was my loser thing, Aaron, if you want to know. My parents bought a pool table right when we moved to Vancouver, and I didn't have any friends yet, so I just spent an entire summer playing pool and getting really good at it.
I've got multiple friends in the comedy scene who it was ping pong.
That
was their... I don't have friends yet. I play this at home.
Right. I also had a ping pong table. Ping pong's more sad than pool for sure.
Because you got to fold it up.
You got to fold it up. And I did that. And I also did that.
That's bad. I don't like hearing about that from anyone. I'd rather imagine you jerking off over a toilet.
Thank you. my number three, I think I've got to go with, I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Great choice. Classic sports comedy. Very funny. Still holds up. Still very rewatchable. And if you're a hockey fan, honestly, the opening hockey scenes are so funny.
Yeah.
The only guy in history who tried to kill a guy by stabbing him with his skate is such a great line. Yeah. Awesome movie. And that's my number three. Aaron, your number two, please.
Oh, okay. Number two. I'm going to go with the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Classic.
Yeah.
I love Mighty Ducks.
Really good.
It's still good, too. It's still good. I watched it. When did I last watch it? Maybe 5 years ago, but
I feel like the character arc on Gordon Bombay is really good. You know, like you really don't like him in the beginning.
Well, yeah, he's drunk driving. They're just like, it's a kid's movie, but he's just drunk driving.
The scene where they're in the limo?
Yes.
That's
and he drives it under the ice.
It's great.
Unbelievable.
But you really don't like him in the beginning.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's very, gets very redeemable by the end.
Mm-hmm.
Cake Eater, Adam Banks.
Number two, another fairly recent one, I guess my first one is also fairly recent. I mean, I know Color of Money is not fairly recent, but Ford versus Ferrari. I really like that movie. That's a great dad movie as well.
Really
seen it.
Great one to see in theaters as well. Very loud movie. the racing in it is fantastic. And it gets you going. Great performance from Matt Damon and Christian Bale. Just a really fun movie. Yeah.
You like a loud movie in the theaters.
I like a loud movie in the theaters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that like an hour after this episode's over, I'm going to be mad that I like forgot a movie.
I'm already mad. Yeah. I'm already mad at myself. I hate this category.
You picked it.
I know.
My number two is The Legend of Bagger Vance.
What about Concussion with Will Smith?
Well, yeah, true. Well, I was going to say The Mighty Ducks was going to be my number two, but I'm going to, you know what? I will amend it because I don't want to repeat.
You want to trade?
No, we don't. Oh, I mean, if you want to.
I can trade you The Mighty Ducks.
you just thought of a different number two? I mean, if you want to.
You want mine? I can whisper it.
Well,
to you.
I was going to go. You can just say whatever it is, by the way. There's no rules.
I was thinking The Little Giants.
Oh, great. Little Giants is awesome.
Little Giants.
That whole
Rick
era.
Moranis.
Little Giants, Angels in the Outfield was also like an honorable mention
Angels
for me.
Yeah. Anyway,
really good.
You go.
I'm going to go number two, Men with Brooms.
Obviously. Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Curling comedy. I wouldn't say it's a good movie, but I would say that it is surprisingly funny. It is not that accurate, but still somehow like a loving tribute to curling. And I just remember like going to see it in theaters. I think I was like 16 or 17 when it came out. And thinking going into it, like, this movie is going to suck. Like, we are all excited that they're making a curling movie, but it was also like, oh, this is probably going to be bad. And it was not bad. And it's still not bad. I've watched it a bunch of times over the years. And it's better than it has any right to be. So I figure it deserves a plug. Men with Brooms, my number two. Aaron, your number one.
Number one, I'm going to go with The Sandlot.
Great choice.
Yeah. Yep. Classic.
Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Yeah.
Great movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, my number one is Moneyball. I just really fucking like that movie.
I watched that twice in theaters. Yeah.
That's a really good movie. You feel good watching that movie. I mean,
that's
it's
a rare time I like Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he write that?
I believe.
I think so.
I don't fucking know.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see.
Maybe that's why I like it. Maybe it's not Aaron Sorkin. I'm just like, that's the one Aaron Sorkin film I like.
Well, it's based off
the book by Michael Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, it is. Yeah. Screenplay was, I mean, he co-wrote it, I think. So maybe.
Oh, good. Somebody else got their hands in there.
Yeah. Someone else was able to say like, don't have him say that.
Yeah. But yeah, Moneyball. I mean, just what a great movie. There's so many great moments in that movie.
It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah.
My number one, I am also going The Sandlot. I have no choice.
You were going to do same number two, same number one?
We're the same.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Good taste.
We both jack off into the toilet and we both love Mighty Ducks and Sandlot. Yeah. I mean, Sandlot is just, the thing about Sandlot, when you rewatch it, even if you've seen it like 10 times, there's so many good scenes in it.
It's so funny.
Like, it's so funny. There's so many great individual scenes. The Wendy Peppercorn scene, the scene when they go to the theme park, all the stuff with the sleepover. Like, every scene is such a great collection of, I don't know, it's just, the whole movie is awesome.
Just makes you feel good.
It's a really good feel-good movie. I'll never get tired of watching it. And I should watch it again. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, so maybe it's time. And watch the really bad sequel.
Yeah, the sequel's really bad.
To Sand, To Lot. Aaron, great top three. Great to have you on the show. Before we go, anything you'd like to plug?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't follow me. You can't.
Yeah, you don't have social media. Do you have any big... Well, Rat Boy.
Oh, you can follow Rat Boy Comedy.
Yeah, if you're in Calgary.
It happens every Wednesday. It's weirder every week.
Yep.
You've been. There's a lot of...
I've been many times.
There's rats.
It's in a bar. Like, I think, unfortunately, the concept of a dive bar has been a little bit lost because now there's bars that purposely try to be dive bars.
No, this is a
real dive bar that it's in, Vern's.
So I found out a little bit of history about Vern.
Please.
So that location used to be the number two Royal Canadian Legion. So you know where the number one is?
No.
Right by Palomino?
Okay.
Okay, so it was the
number... Oh, like downtown.
Yeah,
downtown. Okay. That's the number one in Canada or number one in Calgary?
It's Royal Canadian Legion number one.
So
I don't
it's got to be the number one. Okay. Yeah. Crazy.
So it was number two was on that spot, and downstairs was just the members only bar.
Oh,
so it's been
which is why it's all like wood paneled.
It feels very Legion-y. And yes, in the back where I keep like my skeleton and like all of my bag of fake
Aaron
rats.
Aaron kills people.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
That's the original snooker table. And the original dartboards from the number two Legion.
I mean, that's obvious. That snooker table might be the most damaged. Well, it's pool, but it might be the most damaged pool table I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, no. The snooker table's in the back.
Oh, there is a snooker table,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's in, like, past those weird tattered curtains.
What shape is it in?
I don't know.
Okay. I love snooker.
There's a bunch of stuff all over
it. It's very hard, but I love it.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, it's a true dive bar. And a lot of the comedians in the scene will invent characters to do at Rat Boy and then do comedy like in character, which is good or bad. I'll let you decide. I won't pass judgment, but I'll say this. Whenever I go to Rat Boy, I am trying. And who knows about everybody else. But no, it is an awesome show. It's a great open mic. So yeah, check it out. Every Wednesday, 8:30.
Yeah. Every Wednesday, 8:30, 8 o'clock doors.
So at Vern's in Calgary.
You can come to that.
If you're in town, come check it out. Again, for us, you can donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty. You can follow us Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @blockpartypod. You can see the video of this episode on YouTube @blockparty. And we'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.